The two documents are a compromise that allow U.S. lawmakers to remove Sudan from the terror list, compensate victims of the 1998 and 2000 terror attacks, and allow victims of the September 11 attacks in 2001 to seek compensation from Sudan. Senators Chuck Schumer and Bob Menendez said in a statement released yesterday, the proposals would restore Sudan's sovereign immunity, preserve and protect the claims of 9/11 families, and resolve the embassy bombings and other international terrorism-related claims against Sudan. The senators say the two options are meant to strike a compromise, either of which would, in their words, overcome severe problems with the deal the State Department cut with Sudan that have tragically pitted different groups of victims of terrorism against one another. Under the State Department deal, Sudan agreed to pay $335 million to compensate victims of terror attacks on the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998, as well as the bombing of the USS Cole off the coast of Yemen in 2000. Both attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, but Sudan was found guilty of supporting the terrorist group. The deal did not include 9/11 victims. Andrew Maloney, liaison counsel to the 9/11 families in a lawsuit against Sudan and Saudi Arabia, tells South Sudan in Focus he welcomes any deal that provides compensation and justice for victims of terrorism, including the embassy bombing victims and the USS Cole victims.
We wish and someday expect that the 9/11 victims will be included someday, but for now, we don't want to stand in the way of compensation to the other bombing victims, provided that the 9/11 victims are not, their lawsuit against the Sudan for similar conduct is not in any way jeopardized.
Maloney and other lawyers who represent thousands of 9/11 victims sued Sudan in 2002, a case that is still pending in court. Unlike the victims of the two other terror claims against Sudan, Maloney says, his clients have yet to get a hearing in court to present evidence against Sudan, but insist he has a case that links Sudan to the attacks in Africa and on U.S. soil.
The conduct of Al-Qaeda in each of those three attacks is in a relatively confined time period, 1998, 2000, and 2001. Those are the three attacks we're talking about. All three cases had certificates of default. The first two got judgments of default for money damages. We were going to do that, but there were a lot of things that were, there were a lot of reasons why we held off on doing that, not the least of which was the civil war in Sudan and some overtures to try to see if there's something, there was a better path to a resolution. We also recognize that Sudan really doesn't have much money. And our case is far larger than the USS Cole and the embassy bombings. We have a lot more victims.
In exchange for the deal reached with the Trump administration, and after compensating the 1998 embassy bombing victims and the 2000 bombing of USS Cole, Sudan is expecting a blanket immunity against any future terror-related claims. But Maloney says Congress should not grant Sudan any such immunity because it would deny his clients the right to pursue compensation for the 9/11 attacks. He says the Menendez-Schumer legislation could still remove Sudan from the terror list, compensate terror victims who already won court rulings against Sudan, and allow the 9/11 families to pursue their case against Sudan.
The legislation is seeking a compromise to accomplish all of that. That's what the press release says, and we support that. As long as they are not depriving the 9/11 families of their rights to obtain justice and compensation from the Sudan.
Maloney says the proposed legislation is based on earlier talks with U.S. lawmakers who want to preserve the right of 9/11 victims to pursue their case against Sudan.
Some have asked us about some kind of compromise in terms of what could be said in the legislation. So is there a way to get Sudan off the state sponsor of terrorism list, but preserve our rights to pursue our claims under a different law called JASTA, it's Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act, and we've said there might be a way to do that if the law is amended in certain ways that protects our clients in their case against Sudan, Saudi Arabia, and others.
U.S. lawmakers, who are set to adjourn for the holidays next Friday, are expected to pass legislation on the matter before the end of the year. A Sudanese diplomatic source in Washington, D.C., who disapproved of the proposed legislation, declined to comment on the record, saying that negotiations are still underway with the Trump administration, the State Department, and lawmakers. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.